What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So today we're diving into a tool that has been making waves and is super popular right now in the AI community. And I think I've mentioned it before a couple times in passing on the show, and that is Hugging Face. Definitely a little bit of a quirky name, but a lot of power and potential behind this awesome tool. And I love the name personally. I think it's great. I believe it was based off of the Hugging Face emoji when they founded the company originally back in 2016. But so with that segue, let's go ahead and give you a little bit of history about the company. It's not always quite the trending AI topic or tool that it was. It was founded in, like I said, 2016. And it was originally just offering a chatbot tool to its users. Big surprise. We have already talked a lot about chatbots on this show, and they have definitely been a big part of the digital marketing and the digital and website scene for the last almost 10 years now. The tool was founded by Clement DeLong, Julian Chaman, and Thomas Wolf. I'm so sorry for mispronouncing those if I did. The three of them soon saw that they had something on their hands that was way bigger than just a simple chatbot, or they could have something with much more potential than your average marketing chatbot. And that realization came to them as they were digging deeper into the world of machine learning and natural language processing, NLP. They realized, like I said, that they had a much bigger opportunity on their hands, and they recognized a need and a gap in the space for a platform or a community where researchers and developers of AI and the AI technology and tools could meet and collaborate on these different machine learning models and AI models and the tools that could be used and built practically with them. And based on that concept and that kind of core principle, they raised a significant amount of capital in funding series over the last few years. And according to the Wikipedia snippet here, their last series of funding in August of 2023 put their company at a valuation of $4.5 billion, with some investment participation from companies like Salesforce and Google and other big players in tech. And it looks like those players are still loving the tool, actually. On the Hugging Face website here, which I have, of course, linked in the show notes, check it out. They give a... I'll go ahead and just share my screen for anybody watching on video. And they give a little rundown here of the organizations that are using Hugging Face. They start by saying that more than 50,000 organizations are using Hugging Face, and they give about 8 of the top ones here. And of course, some of those top ones include, I'll give you the numbers. AI at Meta is the company using the most models according to their stats here, 1,935. Google is next behind there, but significantly so, only having built 836 models. I think this is kind of interesting. I'm curious what kind of models each company is using them for and what the thinking is behind the numbers. Amazon, for instance, is all the way back only at 17 models. And you have Microsoft, for instance, at 320. So anyway, according to Hugging Face, a lot of use and a lot of popularity in the technology community for their platform. And I can definitely see why. So what exactly is Hugging Face? You can basically think of it like the GitHub for AI and machine learning. And if there are any developers listening out there, you're most likely very familiar with GitHub. For those of you who aren't, like GitHub, Hugging Face is a place where developers can share, discover, build, collaborate, support one another and test these AI models and AI tools. One key principle that sets Hugging Face apart and differentiates them is a focus on the open source community and accessibility. And GitHub definitely has that. GitHub definitely has that sense about it too. And Hugging Face adopted that as well. And you've likely noticed a pattern of these companies and startups in the AI community that we've talked about, focusing very much on the belief that the access to these tools should be democratized, and that in their company principles that were founded on the goal of democratizing access to these tools. Okay, so now that you know the basic premise and some of the history behind Hugging Face, what they do and how it works, let's talk about why it's important to marketing and us as marketers. The main application or implementation I kind of wanted to touch on and that I see this tool being used for is not only tool curation, marketing tools, that is curation of those tools and applying them to your business strategies. And we're going to talk about that for sure, but mostly tool development. One of the best marketing strategies there is building or developing a tool or maybe like a calculator or some sort of web app, web tool or tool built on code that could be useful to your prospects or leads and very useful from a search engine standpoint. And maybe you can offer it for free as a lead magnet. And Hugging Face is a platform all about building, collaboratively building those type of tools. And I think you could use Hugging Face to build a tool for a lot of different things. You could do a tool that, for instance, does sentiment analysis. So you'd likely, if you're in a lot of these social media marketing tools, like I am, the new thing is to be tracking the sentiment of your customer interactions across all of your social media or publication channels. So maybe you can build a tool that does that and offer it for free as a lead magnet. You could do things. What other types of tools have we seen in the AI space already? Many of those you could probably build a free version or a lightweight version on Hugging Face, like a content generator. And you could offer it as a personalized content generator that's very, very trained and segmented to your different audiences and marketing segments, things like that. maybe a multilingual marketing assistant. If you're a small team of content creators and you're trying to go global with your content, it can definitely be a difficult task and very daunting, especially if you have a large existing repository of content. So maybe offering a tool that can assist people in going through and translating their content. I know that there are already super popular premium tools out there, but if you can build something that's free, lightweight, popular, and would be popular among your existing audience or existing sector, then why not give it a try? Now, if you are like me, you are not a high-level developer in any sense of the term, and you do not have a ton of knowledge about machine learning, AI algorithms, application development, the deep computer science of these AI models that we talk about and use in our marketing tools, et cetera. But do not worry, the platform is basically and literally built with us in mind, people like us who don't know how to code an entire large language model on our own or are even interested in doing so. So whether you end up building a tool yourself on Hugging Face or you tap your network or you know someone who would be willing to build a tool or you do hire someone with a little more experience or interest in building a tool like that, Hugging Face is all about offering these pre-trained models, these pre-trained tools that you can use out of the box to build your applications. And of course, they also have a bunch of educational resources, tutorials to help start the process. Cut here. Now, my favorite part about Hugging Face so far is just the community aspect of it. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you can see kind of what I mean here. Just one moment. Cut here. Okay, so as you can see, they have a ton of awesome tools or spaces is what they're calling them or what they're called on the Hugging Space platform, Hugging Face platform. And they are really available for testing and use. And lucky us, a ton of them have marketing applications or could be relevant to marketing. So right here in the spaces section, I'm going to just scroll down to the trending first apps. There's one called Live Portrait, which we're going to demo here in a little bit. And that tool is basically a tool that's designed to help you take a image and apply some movement to the face using some facial mapping and stuff, which we have definitely seen implementations of in some of the premium tools and some of the other tools we've demoed or checked out on this show. Cut here. We also have a tile upscaler, which can be used to upscale images, which we've also seen in some of these tools. I see a video transcription tool. I see a voice clone tool. Looks like there's a tool here called AI Comic Factory that says create your own AI comic with a single prompt. That's awesome, and I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I'm sure you can tell by the office here, if you've watched the videos, that I am certainly a fan of comics and the general nerd culture. So I could make an excuse for a marketing application with that. We're going to definitely try and make some marketing comics or something to share on the socials with the AI Comic Factory, I think. Okay, so let's get into it and test out live portrait. If you're able to watch on video, you're seeing the space for live portrait right now, or the spaces interface for live portrait right now on the Hugging Face platform. And this looks to be the kind of the generic or the general layout of most of these spaces and how it works. I'm going to do a couple demos here that they give us. Essentially, what you do is you're going to pick your reference image or your upload image, and it's using a tool or a model called Gradio in this instance. And what it's doing is taking your reference image, and you give it what's called a driving video. So a video that I am going to use just recordings of myself as the source for. And essentially, it takes that driving video or that input video, and it maps those facial movements to that reference image that you have uploaded into the tool. It looks like they give us some example inputs to use as far as a reference image in a driving video. They have like the Mona Lisa, a terracotta soldier from the terracotta army, and a couple other well-known, one more well-known painting that I'm not cultured enough to know the name of, so you'll have to forgive me. And also like a digital kind of cartoon or animated character, which I'm definitely going to test out here because that's what I'm trying to apply for our purposes in our demo today. But let's go through a couple of these tests for those of you who are watching on video. We're going to start with the Mona Lisa in driving video. So it looks like you just click that, you select that, and it basically inputs or uploads the corresponding image, test image, and test video into the fields above. So this video is just of a gentleman who is just looking left and right, kind of moving his eyes and smiling and just expressing his face a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and play that just so you can get a look at it if you're watching. And we are applying that to this Mona Lisa. So let's go ahead and animate. That's the command down here in the tool. I'm going to hit animate. And it looks like it has a processing time of about 33 seconds, but it went much faster than that. I might not even have to cut that out for your guys' sake. But here we have our animated video. It looks like they give us two outputs, the video of like a side by side of the facial motions and the application of it to the painting, and just a video of the painting itself. So I'm going to play the one of the painting and see how it did. Pretty impressive. I'm definitely impressed. And if you'll recall from previous episodes when we've tried to do this type of thing before, where we animate an avatar or we try and apply some movement to an avatar or some speech to an avatar, it's the mouth motions and kind of the facial motions that have kind of broken it for me. And I don't think they're quite there yet. And this looks a lot better. I'm going to look at the side by side. So what it does, okay, so it shows the video, it shows the image, and then it shows the effect in that little side by side right there, which is side by side right there, which is really cool also. Okay, let's do the same test, but with the animated character that they give us this time, and see what, and let's try a different facial motion as well. I'll select this one that has a lot of different looks. It's a little bit longer. It looks like it's about a 9 second clip. And I'll play that clip for anybody watching on video now. Okay, so I've selected a new video to try and testing on this animated character that they've given us as an example. I'll play that video now so you guys can get an idea of the movements. Okay, so very goofy, lots of crazy facial movements, but a lot of mouth movements and stuff like that. So I'm gonna go ahead and use this one and see how it or how it looks when we generate. So let's animate and we'll see how long it takes here. And if we have to jump ahead, I will for you guys. Okay, so we have generated our video. Let's go ahead and play it now. It's just a cartoon image of a boy, a typical like Pixar looking boy or child. So let's see how the effects look. Yeah, I'm super, this is wild. It's very good. And if you are able to check out the video for this episode, just to check out these examples, Definitely do it. If not, I will be linking all of the tools and the spaces and Hugging Face in the show notes. Definitely check it out when you have a chance. And here's the side-by-side for those of you watching on video too. And it's almost right on, and it looks very natural in my opinion. So one more test here, and this will be the big one. I am going to use our little AI marketing navigator avatar and apply a couple of videos of my face with motion and then speech, and we'll see if it maps my face correctly and does and how well it does that. And if it does well, I might have to use it in some of my content. So let's try and upload those files here. One moment. Okay, update for everyone here. As I was going through the process, I was not able to upload the video because it says it only accepts a square aspect ratio for the video. So I'm going to see if I can get a square aspect ratio here real quick for these videos. One moment. Okay, that was an adventure, but we are back. Fortunately for you guys, it was just a blink of an eye. But anyway, I was able to get a square aspect ratio video. My first one is just a movement test, a general movement test. So I just did some facial movements, got all wacky and goofy, and tried to kind of mimic the movements that we saw in the examples that they gave us. So this is the first driving video I gave it. For anybody that's watching the video right now, you can check it out. And we have uploaded the avatar that we want to use, our little AI marketing navigator mascot. And I'm going to go ahead and animate this, and we will see how long it takes here and check out the result. Judging by the examples, I'm definitely optimistic and super excited to see what it creates for us. All right, so we have our output. Let's check it out. All right, not bad, pretty good. I think if you took some time and generated an even better input image, the results could be even better. But I do like this more than the results we had in some of our tests with other tools where we tried to map an avatar, like Hedra AI was one example, and then there's a couple other as well. Okay, so let's move on to our last demo, our final test here. I'm gonna upload a video of me just saying welcome to Digital Pop, and we'll see what the result looks like and if the speech mapping is as good as it looks in some of these examples, then I think it definitely might have a couple practical use cases for us as marketers, no doubt. Okay, so I'm gonna upload these quickly and we will check out the results. One moment. All right, we are all set. I'm gonna just show those of you watching the quick video. It's just one sentence, a few words, welcome to Digital Pop, like I said. And our same little mascot. So let's go ahead and animate that. And we're getting little notifications again, saying, if you're not seeing it, waiting for GPU to become available and successfully acquired a GPU. So that's cool. It's giving us little updates on how the system is being taxed for our task in our processing. And we have our result. So let's go ahead and check it out. Not bad. Definitely better than our previous results again. So I am going to continue to test this a little bit, improve the inputs, I think would be the main takeaway here and the main note, a little lengthier script as far as the mouth mapping and the facial movements. Definitely enunciate, open your mouth or use your mouth maybe twice as much as you normally would when you speak. And I think the result would be really cool. And I'm definitely going to test some of that out. So as we are approaching the end of our episode here, think about a few possibilities that Hugging Face might open up for you or your marketing strategies. How could you maybe use these AI models or an AI tool like we discussed to better understand your customers, create more engaging content, or streamline any of your processes? It's obvious, and we all know that AI is already changing all of the paradigms in marketing, especially digital marketing. And platforms like Hugging Face are giving you the tools to participate in that shift. So why not dip your toes in the water, start exploring, start experimenting, and you might just create the next viral marketing tool or the viral Hugging Face tool. You might be the next live portrait. And let me know if you do, for sure. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.